This is the astrology forecast for December 2015 by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. December may have you wondering if humankind lives in parallel universes that masquerade as one. Each of them is now undergoing a massive evolutionary surge, furthering agendas and fundamental restructuring that have been years in the works. In one layer, kindness, creativity, and concern for the existence of others underlie and ultimately propel a flurry of activity that will feel like long-desired progress. In the other, demagoguery, zealotry, lies, and delusion spur and justify anger, violence, and, by year's end, sacrifice and martyrdom. The milk of human kindness is on tap as the month begins, at least in universe number one. So drink up and pass it around. It may buffer the occasional and inevitable bleed-through of unpleasantries from the adjoining realm. The month launches with lightning bolts, tilting our thinking and letting in broader, possibly healthier possibilities. Desires and interactions slip into deeper possessive mode when Venus, ruler of all we value, moves into Scorpio on the 4th, which she'll pass through for most of the month. Activity flies for the first 10 days, and it's not all holiday and year-end tasks. It's also pushing ahead on the ongoing restructuring of our foundations and long-term security, with Mars, ruler of our drive, entering the ring with cosmic change agents Uranus and Pluto. His last time there was the week between Christmas and New Year's in 2013. Watch for the next stage of developments that cracked open then, only this time we're more invested emotionally and financially. The impact puts testosterone, follow-through, and a compulsion to connect in high supply. Relationships and agreements play an enormous role. They instigate, push us, blossom, deepen, and or permanently change their nature. Anger and violence abound as well. December 6 and 10 are particularly hot. Awareness of cost, consequences, and practicalities permeates conversation and commutes after the 9th, when cosmic messenger Mercury enters Capricorn. He'll retrograde in the sign at the beginning of next year, so matters are likely to come back up then from the last weeks of the month. His presence in Earth, rather than his preferred element of air, lends weightiness to the holiday and year-end info flow. Gatherings will be few, small, and select, with serious talk and a higher-than-usual presence of connections that have stood the test of time. His mature disposition provides grounding as the Sagittarius new moon squares Chiron on the 11th and encourages putting long-standing wounds and business to rest. The process promises to go easily, riding on sweet and loving vibes coming off the two rulers of love, Venus and Neptune. If you've been running low on the milk of human kindness, that's the time for a refill. The vibes give way to personal growth of the pressure on carbon creating a diamond variety, and a maturing in heart and financial connections, as well in that perspective shift we got at the month's start. An idea is taking possession, perhaps an effect of those lightning bolts. Passionate, all-consuming, intense, and clarifying. It summons another round of lightning bolts and a flurry of mental jailbreaks. The clatter is still in the air as the sun enters Capricorn on the 21st, the longest day of the year and the start of winter. A warm, expansive, and nostalgic glow envelops Christmas Eve and day. Their trappings are fit for an old-fashioned holiday movie, courtesy of the Christmas full moon in home-oriented Cancer. Sentimentality, memories of the good old days, appreciation, okay, maybe simply awareness of, loved ones, indulging in food, food, and more food. The sweetness comes with signals that life will never be the same. Uranus, the agent of liberating change, is stationing to move forward. Even as we exchange gifts and hugs, everyone is pulling up anchor and heading for distinctive adventures and futures. Our own values and desires are guiding our actions. Emphatic, separating conversation may be necessary to spell this out in the year's final days, but it's not likely to squelch a lovely holiday vibe. In the first parallel universe, that is. The other one looks to be completely unhinged from reason by then. The holiday atmosphere gets a boost when Venus enters Sagittarius for a four-week stay on the 30th. She encourages fun, cracking jokes, getting out with other people, and exploring, though she may not so privately be convinced that her way of thinking is superior. Even so, this New Year's Eve is not the stuff of mob scenes. We are ending the year with refocused hearts and minds inclined to connect with a select few. Turn off the news and concentrate on shoring up your little nook of the universe. You can't stop the violence or the crazies, but you can maintain your own sanity and joy and allow that to radiate outward and maybe, just maybe, slip into the universe next door. The last day of the year encourages tenderness, intimacy, and profound embracing of personal truth and streamlined but unshakable priorities. They stay with us and mold our vision as we ring out the old and welcome the new. May peace and love guide your heart and bring you lasting comfort in the new year. You can learn how all this is affecting you by ordering a guide for the next 10 months, a Jupiter in Virgo guide for your sign, and also my comprehensive Jupiter in Virgo talk at my site, empowermentunlimited.net, where you can also sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session with me. I am Kathy Beal, an astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. You can find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.